Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the third and final Perek of Hilchos Mila, which is also the final Perek in all of Sefer Ava. Baruch Hashem, today we have the opportunity to make a Siyum on the second of 14 total books of the Rambam's amazing magnum opus, Mishneh Torah. And tomorrow, Thursday, God willing, we will begin together the third book, Sefer Zmanim, which is all about the Jewish holidays and the Jewish calendar, including the particular mitzvos which relate to each Jewish holiday. Today, though, we conclude our discussion of the laws of circumcision of Bris Mila, along with mentioning the appropriate brachos to say when one is doing a bris milah. The Rambam also concludes in a very beautiful, poetic fashion about the greatness and grandeur of this particular mitzvah. Halacha Aleph. Hamol, when somebody is doing a circumcision, mevarech kodem shiyamol, he makes the following blessing prior to doing the circumcision. Asher k'shonam v'tosav v'tivanu al hamila. Imol ben chaver. If he is circumcising somebody else's child, not his own child, so then he says a reference to the larger, broader concept of circumcision, of al hamila, as we saw at the end of Hilchos Brachos, that is the appropriate formulation. Ve'im mol es beno. However, if he were circumcising his own child, mevarech v'tzivanu l'mol es haben. So then it's in the infinitive form, to circumcise the child. That is how you phrase the bracha in that case. Aside from that blessing, though, v'avi haben mevarech bracha cheres. And the father of the son, whether he's doing the circumcision, whether he's not, either way, he makes this additional blessing, which is as follows. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, asher k'shonu v'tosav v'tzivanu, lachniso bevriso shel Avram Avinu, to bring the child into the covenant of our forefather Avram. Mitzvah ala av, l'mu asbeno, yoser al mitzvah shemetzuv in Yisrael, shemulu kol arel shevenehen. There is a greater degree of obligation upon a father to circumcise his own child than there is amongst all of Klal Yisrael to circumcise anybody who is uncircumcised amongst them. The fikach, therefore, im ein shem aviv, if the father isn't present for some reason at the bris, im mevarchin acharei brachosu, so we don't make this blessing on the milah. V'yesh mishahora, however, there were those who ruled otherwise, the Rambam tells us, shevarchu based in oechad menav, that had ruled that either one of the members of the local court should make this blessing in lieu of the father, or just one of the people that's gathered there. V'ein roi lasos kein, however, as the Rambam began with, is what he himself personally abides by. He thinks it's inappropriate for somebody else when the father not present to make this second latter bracha. Halacha Beis. V'mayu shem omdim, omrim k'shem shechnasto lebris, kein tech nesehu, the Torah l'chopot l'maisim tov. If there are other people who are present, so then they should respond to that blessing, that just as you've had the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, to bring this child into the covenant of Avram Avinu, so too you should have the opportunity to engage him in Talmud Torah and in getting married and ultimately doing good deeds. Halacha Gimel. And then afterwards, either the father of the child, or the one who's doing the circumcision, or just one of the people who's gathered there, makes the following third blessing. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, asher kidash yidid mibeten, b'chok b'sheiro sam v'tzetasav, chasam b'os bris kodesh, al kei mischar zos, kel chai chelkeinu tzureinu tzavei la'atzil yididus, sheirenu mishachas l'man briso, asher sam b'vsareinu. Baruch ata Hashem koreis habris. A very beautiful blessing, which we are familiar with, essentially in the language the Rambam just formulated in, from our own recent that we attend. And then a fourth blessing can be made as well. This is the opinion of Sephardim generally. Ashkenazim don't do this, though in Yerushalayim, where I live, we indeed do this as well. It's the minhag of Yerushalayim to make a Shechianu. So the father of the son also makes a blessing of Shechianu at the time of the bris. When somebody is circumcising a potential convert, somebody who is now becoming a real convert, you make the following blessing. Were not for the blood of the covenant, then heaven and earth wouldn't be sustained. Shneimar Zlatik says, Im lo brisi yomam v'layla, chukos ha-shamayim v'art lo samti. Hashem wouldn't have established the rules of heaven and earth were not for the special covenant of the bris milah. Halacha hey, hamol es avdo, if somebody is circumcising his own servant, as we saw in the previous parakim, a person is obligated to circumcise his eved kanani. So mevarech, he makes the following blessing, asher k'shonu mitzvah v'tzivanu l'mol es avadim, l'hatav mehem dam bris, shemali dam bris, l'unis kamu shamayim v'aretz, etc., as we just saw in the previous halacha as well. V'imol eved shel achir, if he is circumcising the slave of somebody else, not his own slave, mevarech al milas avadim. So then he refers to the broader concept, again, rather than an infinitive lamul form to circumcise, to the broader concept about the milah of avadim. V'amol adam gadol, if somebody is circumcising an adult man, so tzarech l'chasos ervaso, you have to cover up that organ of his body, ajivarech, until after you've made the blessing, because it would be inappropriate to utter that blessing while his organ is exposed. And then afterwards you reveal him also. And then after having made the blessing, you reveal him and you do the circumcision. Halacha vav. Ger shemol kodem shenis gair. If you have a convert who had already been circumcised prior to his conversion, in other words, his parents had done it when he was a kid or the like, and similarly a child who was born with a circumcision, as we saw in the earlier prakim, you have to draw forth a speck of blood from that area of his body. So when you do so, so then you do not require a blessing. And similarly, when a person has both signs of gender, both female anatomy as well as male anatomy, in Mavarchin al Milaso, when you give him a circumcision on the male part of his body, so you don't make a blessing on that circumcision, since it's not something which is certain that he's actually a male. Halacha Zayin. If an idolater has a need to remove his foreskin, either because of some wound that he has there, some sort of boil that has come up there, and he wants to remove it for medicinal purposes, Asr li Yisrael lachtuch lo osa. So it is forbidden for a Jew to cut it off for him. Somebody who's an actual idolater, he worships idols. So the halacha is that while we don't enable them to die directly, we won't assist the process of their death, we also don't remove from them the death which might be hanging over their head, as would be true in this case. And now you might say, even though in the process of doing this, you are technically doing an act which could be a mitzvah if the non-Jew, this idolater, wanted to convert by removing his foreskin, this could be a mitzvah and enabling him to become a convert. Nonetheless, it's not allowed because it's not a mitzvah, shari lo nisgav for the mitzvah, since ultimately he is not intending to do it for the mitzvah's sake, therefore you're not allowed to do it. Lefikach, im nisgavin ha'ovi kachavim l'mila. Therefore, though, very important point, that if the idolater intends to use this circumcision as part of his conversion process, he wants to convert to Judaism, so in that case, mutar l'Yisrael l'molaso. So then it is permitted for a Jew to circumcise him. Halacha ches, mu'usa hi arla. The foreskin is something which is repulsive, it's disgusting. Nisganu b'hagoyim. After all, the other nations of the world are degraded by it. It's a form of degradation towards them. In a derogatory fashion, we refer to all the other nations of the world as being uncircumcised. Ugdol hi amila, and how great is circumcision? Shalom nikar Avram Avinu shalem achemol. After all, Avram Avinu, a great tzaddik, was not considered complete until after he had his circumcision. Shenemar's about success, his halich lefanai ve'yetamim. Walk before me and become complete, be whole. That never receive a ni u'enecha, and then I will give my covenant between me and you, Hashem says to Avram. V'chol ha'mefer briso shel Avram Avinu, v'heniach arlaso o mashacha. Anybody who annuls this covenant of Avram Avinu's, and he either leaves his foreskin on his body, or once he's had it removed, somebody else maybe removed it for him when he was an 8-day-old baby, and then he elongates it in a certain fashion, he causes it to come back by pushing the skin in a certain way. So then, afal pi sheyesh bo Torah ma'asim tovim, even though this individual might have a lot of Torah knowledge, he might have done many good deeds, nonetheless, the Rambam tells us very, very strongly, ein lo chelok lo mabah, he nonetheless has no portion in the world to come because of his decision to keep his foreskin. Halacha test, the final halacha in all of Sefer Ava. Bore kama chamura mila. Come and see how stringent, how great is the mitzvah of bris mila. Shalom ne'el Moshe Rabbeinu aleha afilu sha'achas, afal pi shahe v'derach. That Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given even a little bit of leeway, not even a moment of dilly-dally, was allowed on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we read in the fourth parak of Sefer Shemos. Moshe was attacked on the road, and even though he was on the road, give him a break, you would think. No, it's so chamor, it's so stringent, that Moshe almost died because he didn't properly circumcise his young child. And as we've seen also earlier in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam now repeats here in a fitting fashion, that we've seen that the entirety of the Torah was cut with three covenants. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Eile devarei habris asher tziva Hashem, one. Number two, Milvad habris asher karas itam v'choriv. And number three, V'shamu omer, atem nitzvam hayom kulchem, l'avdach habris Hashem lokecha, harei shalosh brisos. So that's three times that, with regards to the entire Torah, covenants were set. V'al ha'mila nichrasu shalosh esrei brisos. And with regards to the circumcision, 13, not just three, 13 separate covenants were cut im Avram Avinu with our forefather Avram, as the Rambam will now list. Number one, v'enna brisi v'enei u'enecha. Number two, ani hinei brisi itach. Number three, v'akamosi es brisi v'enei u'enecha. Number four, l'vers olam. Number five, v'ata es brisi tishmor. Number six, zos brisi asher tishmoru. Number seven, v'yalos pris. Number eight, v'yisa brisi b'sarachem. Number nine, l'vers olam. Number ten, es brisi heifar. Number 11, v'akimosi es brisi ito. Number 12, l'vers olam. And lastly, number 13, v'es brisi akim es yitzach. God will uphold his covenant with Klal Yisrael if we uphold this important mitzvah, which sets us apart from the nations of the world, and is our highest honor, then we will keep that covenant with God and ultimately flourish under His direction. Baruch Hashem, that we've completed another Sefer of Mishneh Torah. I look very much forward to beginning the next, third section of Sefer Zmanim together tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.